It's uh, 502 on Friday, August 19th, with the Beaver City Library. And we'll start with a roll call, and we'll have everyone go around and say their name. So I'll start. I'm Doug Sorensen.
I'm Jody Robinson.
Sandy White.
Kelly Beeson.
Martha Bringhurst.
Linda Sorensen.
Your turn, Rob.
Robert Sierra.
All right. Welcome, everyone. And let's move on to the first agenda item, read and approve the minutes from our last meeting.
Okay. So during our special June meeting, we did not read the May 4th minutes. So I'll just start with May 4th minutes. So minutes for the May 4th, 2022 Beaver Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. In attendance, we had Martha Bringhurst, Jody Robinson, Hal Murdoch, Beverly Randall, Rob Sierra, Doug Sorensen, Linda Sorensen, and Sandy White. And at this meeting was excused Roger Buckley. The meeting was called to an order at 10:04 a.m. by Doug Sorensen, second by Kelly Beeson. At that meeting, the draft minutes from the March 2nd, 2022 meeting was read by Sandy White. Two corrections were made. Linda Sorensen made a motion to approve, second by Hal Murdoch. Agenda items. The following policies were updated to reflect current material, market value, updated fees, and usage. All in favor that accepted the changes, 8-0 were opposed. Number one, borrowing policy. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept, second by Beverly Randall. Number two, internet access policy. Hal Murdoch made a motion to accept, second by Kelly Beeson. Number three, equipment kit policy. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept, second by Linda Sorensen. Number four, launch pad. Linda Sorensen made a motion to approve. Second, Hal, we need to change a little bit that. Let's just change that, say, to accept, so it's the same. And add the verbiage by Hal Murdoch, okay. Number five, use and behavior. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept, second by Beverly Randall. Number six, play away. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept, second by Linda Sorensen. I think I will also just add the name policy after launch pad. Behavior and the play away. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept the library board bylaws on today's date so that Doug Sorensen can sign the bylaws. Jody's update. A nonprofit concert will be at the Opera House on May 23rd, 2022. The Board of Trustees manual is made available from the state of Utah, dated November 2021. Beaver City received a $10,000 grant and they want to use it
for the library.
So take out the word on, for the library, like water damage. Long range plan policy. The state of Utah.
Let's strike like the library water damage.
Okay. Perfect. Long range plan policy. The state of Utah library has new ways of formatting the long range plan policy to a one page document. Training is available to Jody. Staffing. Addie Draper was hired for the children's summer program. Beverly Randall has served on our library board off and on for 16 years. This is her last meeting. We are in need of two more board members. And I think right here I need to put Roger Buckley asked or how
retired.
I don't know.
Resigned.
I will put that right there. Roger Buckley resigned. And good news, like, he is home. He was not expected to live. He has been in the ICU. But he was down here at our hospital for weeks on end. Sorry, this is not part of the minutes, but update on Roger.
That's good news.
He is home. Yeah, he's not expected to live, and he's home, so that's good. Okay, so at that meeting, the next meeting, City Council chambers at 10 a.m., August 17th, 2022, Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept date and time, second by Beverly Randall. A meeting was called to a close at 10:45 a.m. by Doug Sorensen, second by Martha Bringhurst. Okay, so it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight corrections were made.
All right.
So I'll make a motion to approve those minutes as read and corrected with 8 corrections.
I would second that.
Nice.
All in favor?
Aye. All
right.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay. Let me make my notes and then I will move on. Motion. Doug. Second. All in favor. Okay. So, the minutes for the June 9th, 2022 Beaver Public Library Board of Trustees special meeting. So, Library Board of Trustees in attendance, we had Jody Robinson, Hal Murdoch, Kelly Beeson, Doug Sorensen, Linda Sorensen, and Sandy White, and excused was Martha Brinkhurst.
What about Rob?
Rob should have been excused on that one, too.
Rob, you were excused on that one.
Yeah.
That was it.
I forget why.
It was an early morning meeting, because it was the meeting was called to order at 9:28 a.m. by Doug Sorensen.
That's why I was sleeping.
Yep. Okay. The agenda items. Beaver City was given a $10,000 grant to use for restoration on the library. The city manager wants to see if it's possible to match that grant with money from our endowment fund. After a lot of discussion, it was decided that we did not want to further deplete the endowment funds. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept a draft of the library grant policy that clearly defines the endowment fund is not to be used for building maintenance and or restoration, second by Hal Murdoch. All in favor, 5, 0 opposed. Next meeting date and time, City Council chambers, 10 a.m. for August 17th. The meeting was called to a close at 10:45 a.m. by Kelly Beeson, second by Hal Murdoch.
Okay.
One correction.
What?
Just Rob.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with one correction.
Cool.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept.
A second?
I'll second that.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Did you hear me?
Yep.
Aye.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of feel like I'm back in high school grading my English papers.
So okay. Then that moves us to the policy for endowment and grant funds.
And you should have that in your pile. Yeah. Doug and I have already signed that, and it's already gone to the thing, but it wasn't. No, everyone was not able to read over
right,
that.
Right. Right.
So, do you want to take a moment to read over it? Or are we good with it?
I'm good with it. Rob, I think we went over it pretty good last time, anyway.
Does Rob need it read?
Rob, do you need it read to you?
Rob, do you want us to read you the endowment funds use policy? Since you don't have it in front
of you. Say again?
So, what we're doing right now is we're looking over the endowment funds use policy. And last meeting, so Doug and Linda put it together. They found a lot of really great examples online, and then they made it particular to our library. And then Kelly made a motion to accept the proposed as it was because it needed to go before the city. And so now we have the final copy in front of us. Would you like us to read it to you?
No, you know, I can get it next week from you and go through it.
Yep, I'll have a packet for you.
Okay.
Okay. So that takes care of that.
So should we make a motion to accept the final?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the final draft of the endowment and grant, the policy for endowment and grant funds.
I'll make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. And this has gone before the city council.
Yes. And they've approved this.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? All I heard from Anona was, and this was before the meeting, when I took her the signed copy, she said, oh, yes, Jason's seen it. He's not very happy, but there's nothing he can do about it.
Right.
And so from right. there, as far as I know, it's right. went through. He presented it. Hal told me he presented it at the council
good.
Meeting.
Okay,
and
good.
So.
Because I didn't want any backlash about that. Right. I mean,
there's that's what you guys are for.
Right.
If once
right.
we'd go there, then he's right. got to deal with that. Good. So.
Okay, then let's review name for two new board members.
So I had spoke to Kim Robinson yesterday. Kim had come to me yesterday and was looking for volunteer opportunities at the library. And at first I was like, well, you can dust shelves. And I don't like it. And then I was like, hey, I need a board member. So she was actually going to come tonight just to observe mm-hmm. so she could understand what the board, because mm-hmm. she was like, I'm not qualified for that. And I'm like, yes, you're totally qualified. She's got a ball game tonight. They've got lots of family. But she's going to come visit with me next week, and I'm going to give her the manual and let her look through things, maybe get her to do some online training.
So that one I feel like is a great one. You don't know Kim?
I don't think so.
So do you know Nate, the contractor tester? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, it's Nate's wife.
Oh, okay. 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 I don't know her.
Yeah. Okay. She's a library user. She's...
Okay. That's important.
She's... I don't know. She's probably close to my age, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I think that's a different... A little bit different dynamic than what we have. The other... I was thinking of Tyler Nielsen because he comes in a lot. Tyler Nielsen is one of the seminary teachers at the high school. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he has maybe a little extra time, but he and his family are very much library users, and that would give a different dynamic. I have not talked to him yet. It never fails. He's in and I'm not here, or I see him mm-hmm. and it's too late. But so that was another idea. Brittany Hoyle was another idea. Brittany is Brittany Blackner, Shane and Carolyn Blackner's daughter, who works in the special ed department at the high school. She's an avid library user as well.
What's her last name again?
Hoyle. I don't know if you guys ever met Matt Hoyle, who was the mortician for a time. Mm-hmm. So she's married to his brother.
Okay.
So that's kind of, those are the names I've come up with. Anybody okay. else have any suggestions or people that they've saw and thought, hmm? No. Okay.
No. I mean, we've.
So I will pursue those other two. I think Kim is a shoo-in, but she really wants to. She wants to volunteer, and I'm like, well, once you get on the board, there are other opportunities that open up.
Yeah. What about one of Larry White's
Shiloh. She's got two little ones, but and for now she does have her parents here in town, but they're leaving to Alaska.
At the end of the
school year. Okay, so that might be somebody. Let me write her down.
Because they have always.
No, she is an excellent.
I can't think of her married name.
White.
Tippetts.
No. Oh, no, her married name is Tippetts, yeah.
Tippetts.
Shiloh. And Tyler Nelson.
We could see if. Oh, now her name has escaped me. She was on the city council.
Allison?
Connie
has been asked.
Oh.
She was on the library board mm-hmm. before, and she said she needed a break from that.
Yeah.
That was Angela had asked her.
Okay.
When she was let go off the city council, but it was just right after, and she said, "I need a break." So that yes, definitely could be something, but maybe in the future.
Yeah.
So you will follow up with these mm-hmm. others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Any more discussion on that? All right, then let's go to.
Excuse me.
You had programming ideas.
So, think when Kim came to me about the volunteer, I thought maybe we should maybe start more of a volunteer program with our programs. Some things that came to mind was you doing like a more of an infant story time and using the mothers as the storytellers. And that being, so that would be a volunteer. I don't know if this is something but I just wanted to bounce it off you. And maybe having, I don't know if you guys want to be more involved volunteering with the different programs. We can always use an extra person. So that was just, I just thought I would bring that up and maybe something to think about.
I think it would be good to present to the community that you take volunteers too.
I think that was my hard part is finding a place. I mean, I could definitely have a spotlight storyteller come in and do for our story time or for mm-hmm. our capture, but yet I have a paid position for that. So it's...
Right, right.
Does that...
Yeah, I understand that, but yeah.
So anyway, that was just a thought last night, and I thought, oh, I should have put that down, so...
Well, could you use kids? Sorry.
No.
Could you use kids, like, after school?
So...
Do you ever work with the juvenile probation?
So we do get service hour workers. Mm-hmm. Not very often, and they don't seem to stay for very long mm-hmm. because it's not fun. Cleaning
right.
shelves aren't
right.
fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's not meant to be fun.
Picking up garbage, that kind of thing isn't fun. Mm-hmm. We also do, typically, we haven't got one yet this year, is a work release. From the high school.
Okay.
And that's nice to have. It's good because then they learn something about the library and
even the library science.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
So that's good. And we're happy to bring those guys in.
Because I get a lot of kids on Wednesday at the clothing closet.
That need service hours?
Yeah. That have.
Send them my way.
Okay. Well, because sometimes too many is too many.
Right.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. I'll be like, you guys go to the library.
Well, sometimes one is too many. If we're caught up on things, it's like, okay, or I can give you a toothbrush to need a bathroom. Yeah. You know?
All right. Jody's updates.
All right. So with the end of the fiscal year, we had some grant money left. It was the ARPA, ARPA grant, which is specifically for something that thing circulation items. But we had a lot. So we purchased a telescope, and it's a nice telescope. It was about $1,300. Initially, I thought, yeah, we're going to circulate that. But I think before we start into circulation, I think we'll set up a class, like maybe a 4-week class, and that they have to go through that class in order to take the telescope out. I have my son, my Matthew Porter Kitchen, is like the resident astronomy guy, and I think between him and Lynn, I think I could get them to put together a class, a 30-minute class once a week for a month, and then maybe
That's
at the end. That it's going to be getting darker earlier. At the end, we get the telescope out and we kind of put it to use and check it out. So
that's a really good idea, Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. And make
it mandatory in the policy. Mm-hmm. So when we do the policy, that you have to take the course in order to check the telescope. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you'll
obviously,
be responsible at fair
obviously
market
there's,
value for
yes.
the replacement of that.
Yeah. And there's also, has to be 18-year-old, has to be a current library card holder in good standing, you know, and then, yes, the liability of the equipment itself. I've gone online and looked up sample policies, and most of them are back east, and most of them are for little telescopes. Mm-hmm. So we might have to rethink that or kind of maybe do some more research about that.
I wonder if you could do something with this.
Yeah, it'd be good as...
Go ahead.
Like you were talking about having a astrology class every month at night. I mean, people for the library and that, they can go and look at the stars if you have somebody that knows about the stars and that.
That's what this kid that my son knows is really good. And I think between him and his dad, they could really be, it could be really educational. And I think it would be great for groups, maybe scouting groups, young women's groups. I think it'd be a really neat thing.
You could do it as date night.
Mm-hmm.
Could they do that instead of taking it to their house?
Do the
telescope here instead of taking it home?
As part of the program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that would be part of the program, is learning what the mechanics of it is. Because it's a digital. You set in the coordinates digitally and it...
Oh,
moves to where so that they'd have to learn about those kind of things, and then from there we would probably have a night that we would bring it out, and maybe even have Porter bring some of his and be able to, and like maybe there's a meteorite thing or something,
an
eclipse, let him have him help, and then after you've passed off those qualifications, then you would be okay to take it for a family night or something like
that.
And
what do you think will be the amount of time that you let people check it out for?
I would say maybe 3 days tops.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do the week.
Because I think the week.
Yeah, I think they would get... I mean, and especially if you give them a week, they may be go to the mountains or go. Maybe they're taking out on vacation, which is not a good sign.
Yeah, huge liability. Yeah, three-day time.
So that's with the telescope. The paddle boards... I want to make a mandatory video that they have to watch, instructional video on how you, because they're the inflatable ones.
Okay, so that's what I was just going to ask, if they're inflatable.
They are inflatable, so, and there is quite a bit of different equipment that comes with them. So I want that to be I would like to get maybe Lane Tucker or somebody to come in and help me make a video explaining mm-hmm. how their use, safety. I have helmets and life jackets and, you know, and those, how important those are. But then again, it's another 18 and older, good standing library card citizen. You know, we're not going to let tourists take them out to the reservoir.
And the time period.
And the time period on that, I would say probably still like a weekend, a three-day.
Three days.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would check out a couple paddle boards for right. the weekend.
Yeah. And it's the same thing.
Well, even during the week when no one else yeah. wanted them.
Right. Same thing. You're responsible monetarily for mm-hmm. the board. Any damage that you do to any of the equipment, you're responsible for. Mm-hmm. Also, if you get hurt, it's on you.
Right.
Oh, there, yeah. So there's no liability towards the city. And all of that, especially with the paddle boards, will need to go to the county or the city attorney. I don't know that with the telescope, we'll look at that too. So, any questions on those?
The only I wonder if you approach the science teachers at the high school about
so
if they would be doing some kind of a section.
So the, I know I'm pretty sure Lindsay Yardley is. The earth science yeah. or science earth sciences
middle school.
Mm-hmm. Brian Wood, I don't know. He's a science teacher, but I don't know that he's more into the anatomy and physiology.
Biology.
And Goff has been
chemistry
and physics. And I don't know about Jessica Smith.
Is Jessica science?
She's over there now.
Yeah.
I heard that she was science.
Okay. I know Lindsay is, because I know my kids hadn't been in her class. And she may have something, may not. I don't know. But that might be something to look into as well. Okay, then we go to, and we talked about, it was in the minutes about the long-range program. And that still is in the training. I'm still trying to get some information from the state. They only open up their trainings at a certain time, and they only give you so much time to take the training. So they haven't opened up that training on that long range yet. And then the other one was the technology plan, which I've read through. It needs to be updated, and I talked to Roger Hewlett, who's the city's IT. And he will update two of our computers this year, two of our computers back here, and also the filtering software that has to be approved by the state. But he's got that approved, so that filters so that we don't have pornography, we don't have
right
things like that happening. So that still needs to be rewritten. But I've done a bunch of research and know that's where we're at. With it, there's really not a whole lot of other technology we need to add to our program right now. But we need to go over these policies, and we didn't put that on the. We just need to have them signed. We just fixed the little errors about like.
I think they can still be signed.
Okay.
I mean, because they. Because we met with them on May 4th and we made a motion to accept them with the changes. So we just made the changes. So now they just need to be signed. So that doesn't need to be an agenda item. Right. So we're good to sign them.
So this one, we just changed the layout a little bit.
And then we'll eventually get a copy of all those.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Like, and that was like the ones that we have today that are all finished and approved.
Right.
But.
The use and behavior. Okay, yeah. They're all.
This borrowing policy.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, these are all up to date, 2022. Mm-hmm. I just want to kind of weed through this book and get rid of a bunch of stuff that we don't need.
Well, when I was helping her and we were looking at it, and we have 9 policies and everyone but the computer use policy was up to date of May of this year.
As of May, yeah.
And it's because we did the computer use last year with Angela right before she left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is good. Keep them all up to date.
Yep.
Doug, these ones can be signed. This.
I just signed that
You
one.
Signed?
Yep.
Okay, this one is not the one that we've fixed.
These look like they're your old ones. Anyway.
That one. Let me go see if I can print off that other one. This one also. Let me see if I can print off that new borrowing policy. I don't know why where it got all
I do not like Windows new update. So annoying. But I did get my computer fixed, so that's good a good thing. They had to put a whole new hard drive in it. The hard drive had failed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it one of the solid state?
I'm not sure, but I was really surprised. HP has always been so good. And then just this last couple of years, I don't know what's happened.
Also, in your stack of for your book, there are the internet usage policy was passed by the state, so we're good to go on that. There's letter from the state library and the letter I submitted and our policy, and that was all okayed, and we're good to go on that. So
perfect.
We've met that standard already.
That's good. And this is the last one. That's it. So does it put our next meeting in November? Because do we do it in the middle month of the quarter? Or is it the first month of the quarter?
The first Wednesday.
It usually is in November, but I don't know.
It's in November. Okay.
That would be November 2nd.
That's there's the borrowing policy.
Okay. And there's, so that's all of them. So as far as next meeting, I think that we try to write some policy for the paddle boards and the... And I'll do some research and get some things together.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty basic, but I want to have that before... Well, for the paddle boards, I want it before... next spring, so mm-hmm. And get it to the county attorney and do all that.
Right, get that all straightened out. Oh, there's my phone. It's gonna go. Where's my phone?
Okay.
Yeah, I have November 2nd as our next meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What day is election day? Is it the first
The 8th. The 8th of November.
Yeah, okay. We do it on Wednesday, so there really shouldn't be a conflict anyway.
So are we doing it at 5:30 on Wednesday?
Do we want to do it in the morning? Is that better for people? Rob, are you good in more earlier in the day, or are you better for evening?
Probably anything after 10.
Okay.
What about you, Martha?
Because I get home like anywhere from between 4 and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so we could give it, do 10, 30, 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one?
How about 11 o'clock?
Okay.
Okay. On November 2nd.
I make a motion to accept that.
I'll second that.
Okay. All approved. All in favor?
Aye.
Rob, you in favor?
Aye.
All right. Yep. Unanimous. Okay. Is there anything else we need to discuss? Any other items? Okay.
I think Jody's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, she is. Okay.
Yeah, I asked her. I said, when has it been a year yet?
September.
September.
Yeah. Coming up.
Cool.
If I make it through the next couple weeks, I'm good to go.
You're good to go.
Rob's like, wow.
Okay. All right. Then do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned. But, hey, thank you for joining us, Rob.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Rob.
See you at the next one.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Okay. Well, good.
So where do you work, Martha?
I clean houses on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So you might want more than one.
Oh,
there's a few.
Oh, that's interesting. My yellow squash. Ever,
And the lemon cucumber. I'm not kidding you.
Like crick neck squash?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
But have you ever grown a lemon cucumber?
No.
Because they look just like a lemon, and they're so good. But I didn't hardly, I've gotten two so far, but I've gotten a ton of lemon squash.